shop around the museum. They've got really cool museum shops all coming together for holiday shopping, and it's all at Strathmore. And the information for that is at strathmore.org or on page 13 of Recreation News. But it's a good benefit, and Strathmore has tons of fine art educational programming, good stuff for the whole family, and, of course, all these distinctive crafts and gifts that you can get at the show.
Well, and those museum shops are sometimes the best parts, not the best parts of the museum, but a great part of the museum, and to find them all in one place, what a great deal. Another big event this weekend, the Maryland Irish Festival.
And that's one of the biggest around. It's right at the Temerium Fairgrounds in Temerium. And they're going to have tons of nationally recognized and internationally recognized music groups, cultural demonstrations, and, of course, plenty of traditional Irish food and drink. Information on that is at irishfestival.com, or you can see page 30 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com.
And both you and I believe, enjoy a nice glass of wine, and this weekend, Shenandoah Uncorked,
which is one of the best wine festivals in the entire Mid-Atlantic. And what a great location. It's right at Shenandoah Caverns. So while you're there, not only enjoy the wine festival, but take a tour of the cabins, which is a lot of fun. And, of course, all the regional wineries from the Shenandoah Valley will be there. And combined with the local farm produce, entertainment, kids' activities, it's an indoor event. So it's going to be independent of any change in weather. And the information for that is at ShenandoahUncorked.com. I recommend, it's such a cool area, though, at this time of year in the Shenandoah Valley, is so beautiful. Make a whole weekend of it. We got a whole special section about the Shenandoah Valley in Recreation News on pages 28 and 29 of this issue at RecreationNews.com.